Coach Wade. And let's go to Coach Rick Ensel, who is called in now, the fine coach of the women's team at MTSU. Coach, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, Coach.
Hey.
How you doing?
Running wide open.
Hey, that's how we like it. I know we appreciate you taking the time to join us today. You got a big one tonight with the Lady Vols coming to town and in Murfreesboro. I know you got to be excited to take on an SEC opponent.
Oh, well, we pretty much play the SEC all year long. I mean, really, the 21 years that I've been here, we made it a point that we schedule some of those programs, and we win some, we lose some, but can't win them if you don't schedule them.
What have you seen from your group to this point? I know you're coming off a loss to Rice, a close one, your first of the, or I guess second of the season. But what have you seen from your group to this point?
Well, I'm pretty excited about them. We're very, very young. I mean, we finished the game at Rice with four freshmen and a sophomore on the floor. And the whole night, when we subbed out with freshmen. And so we've said all along that every week we seem to be getting better. We had a chance at one time during that game with about 3 minutes to go. We went one up, and then we got a bad call. And it followed up by another bad call there. So, you know, we get those two breaks. Who knows? We could have won that game. That would have been big for us. But right now I'm pretty excited about what I got. They're very coachable. They don't know that they're young, and they just get out there and play their hearts out.
That's pretty good. We're talking to MTSU women's basketball coach Rick Ensel. Coach, what does it mean to have Tennessee come to Murph Center for you? Because I know it's, you know, a lot of these teams, come play us, but to have them come here, what does that mean for you and the program and for the university?
Well, I think one thing, Joe, is the fact that we'll play anybody, and you know that, as long as they'll come back and play. I've never had a bye game since I've been here. I don't want a bye game. We'll come and play. We'll go anywhere in the country and play. But what I want is to reward our fan base. I want you to come back in here. I want our fan base to see some of the best basketball in the country. And when we do that, the way we do it, it brings in, and we can go down the pike of all the great teams that we've had in Murphy Center, top five, even number one in the country. And, you know, like I said, we've won some of them and we've lost some of them. But, again, you got to schedule them to be able to win one of them.
What do you see early on from the Lady Vols that you need to stop tonight with them? Because I know it's the season's just barely getting underway, but what do they do well that you got to stop tonight on the Lady Vols?
Well, they rebound the ball extremely well, and they put a lot of pressure on you full court. Now, if we can handle the pressure and we can rebound, I feel like we can stay in the game with them. You know, they've got a very athletic team. They're well coached. They've got some of the best players, best female players in the country on that team. And, you know, our girls know that. I mean, they played with them through EYBL, through all the travel team programs. So it's not like the first time that our players have seen some of those players, because, you know, they know when we started going through the scout, they were able to point out some of the positives, some of the negatives of each player.
The game at 6:30 Murphy Center tonight. Lady Vols come take on MTSU. Coach, I know you've played UT since Pat Summitt has passed away, but it's still, I know how close you were with her, but I mean, it's still, when you look over there for half a second, just think about the battles you had with her throughout your career, because I know she meant the world to you.
Well, Pat and me were very close, very, very close. She started at Tennessee when I stopped. Well, she really started in 75 at Tennessee. I started in 77 in Shelbyville. So we kind of came up through the ranks. I'm building our high school program there, and her building the University of Tennessee. So we were at a lot of clinics together. We were at a lot of – and plus, she was involved in the horse business. She married R.B. Summitt. His daddy and mama had a barn in Bedford County. They were in the horse business. So she spent a lot of time there. And in spending a lot of time there, of course, I spent a lot of time with her. And my wife and her became very, very close. And, you know, when she got her divorce, one of the first people that she drove from Knoxville, she drove to Middle Tennessee just to set Deb and me down and let us know what was going on. So it is a little emotional, to be honest with you, Joe, because, you know, I still miss her. I think the world still misses her. And I know what the women's basketball game misses her. But, you know, she built that program there, and she really, really did a lot to help a lot of – just to help the basketball world. You know, one of the big things that all the coaches want to say now, we want to grow the game. We want to grow the game. Well, Pat Summitt grew the game. And, you know, that's – I'm proud to say that I'm one of her friends.
What advice did she give you when you took the job at Middle?
Well, one of the last times we were together, I got a butt chewing from her because she said I wasn't writing my name correctly, that I was too sloppy in writing my name. If I was going to be the head coach at Middle Tennessee State, I had to learn to write better. So she gave me a lot of advice, but the last time we were together, it was about signing my name stuff.
That is absolutely fantastic. Coach, you mentioned being a young team. Who has you got one senior. Who has stepped up? What girls have stepped up to show you leadership with such a young team early on in this season?
Well, it's been several. Blair Boggs from Wayne County. I think a lot of people have been surprised with her. We haven't been. Macy Piper out of Mississippi. Savannah Davis out of the state of Tennessee. You know, Carson out of the Knoxville area. I just go on and on. You know, we've had there's been several just stepped up at different times, and it wouldn't surprise me tonight. Let me tell you something. If all of them decide tonight they want to play ball, it's going to be one heck of a game. I can tell you that right now.
What do you need from the fan base?
Well, right now I was told we had over 10,000 people here. Woo! So it's going to be here. So, you know, another 1,000 show up, it's going to be pretty neat. But it's going to be neat anyway. But I don't have to say anything to our fan base. No, they're just as loud as anybody in the country. And, you know, we've been in the top 20 fan bases in the country in the last 10 years. So, you know, they'll be rowdy. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, I love it. Coach, before we let you go, Rick Insull, head basketball coach, MTSU, is on with us. You have a player that's 6'10". Is that correct?
It is.
And I'm curious how at 6'10", what, you know, how do you coach her? What do you have to teach her? I mean, she's, 6'10" is pretty tall, right? I mean, even for a guy, but for a female, I think.
Yeah.
How do you approach a game with her different with her?
Well, the big thing right now with Nikki is the fact that she probably needs another year, and she's working hard. I've really been happy the way she's worked in practice. You know, we've got to get her a little bit more mobile inside. She catches the ball. We've got to get her where she's finishing. But I'm pretty happy with her right now. But, you know, as far as being an impact this year, she's not going to be. But can she be an impact before she leaves here? Absolutely.
Well, I ask because I go back one time when Bobby Knight had UVA Blob on his team. UVA Blob was 7'2", and somebody said hadn't played much basketball. It's like, how do you approach this? And Bobby Knight said, I can't teach him to be 7'2", but I can teach him to play basketball. Is this kind of the same thing?
Kind of the same thing, Joe, be honest with you. We're working every day. You know, I'm very fortunate to have the coaches I've got, Tom Hodges, Matt Insull, my son. He's an associate head coach. Kim Bruton, been in the game for so long. With her dad, she's raised in the game. Nina Davis, which is Jersey retired down at Baylor. You know, I've just been very, very fortunate and to have these guys around and to have them work with our players that we got every single day. Our big thing now is that we work with them to get them where they need to be is to keep people from coming in and poaching them, to be honest with you.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, Chase and I are alumni of Middle Tennessee, and we hope you kick ass tonight, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm all for it, baby.
All right, Coach.
Coach, thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you.
See ya. Coach Rick Insull joining us on the program, and again, 6:30 tonight.
6:30.
At the Murph.
10,000 packed in. That'd be awesome.
Lady Vols and the Lady Raiders.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's going to be fun. Going to be really cool.